the book Hebrews, part 61. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's a +27 international code for South Africa, 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in the study. You are very welcome. But please go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with. There's quite a few studies. Please make sure that you at least have a pen, a writing pad, and a Bible, at least a 1611 King James Bible ready. And share this link with your friends and family. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. We are going to continue where we left off last week, Friday. Genesis 6 verse 4. Now before, let's just review on Genesis 6 verse 1, 2 and 3. He says it was in a time where the daughters of men were fair, and the sons of God, or Yahweh, saw that they were good looking and they desired them. Now the book Enoch, which is propagated to say that it should have been part of the Protestant Bible, it was not. It wasn't not even part of the Roman Catholic Bible. So it was never a part of any Bible, because it was only created in the 16th century by the Freemasons. Therefore, when you look at the book Enoch and at the authors, there's no author there. It's just a distributor. That's got his own address there. There's also no bibliology in the back to say where does any information comes from. So the book Enoch makes a statement to say that when it refers to the sons of God, it refers to the fallen angels, 200 of them. It wasn't just 200 fallen angels. The Bible says that they were a third of heaven's angels. So that would please draw our attention to the fact, if the fallen angels are 200, then the maximum amount of angels should have been 600, because one third of heavens of angels were cast out as demons. They lost their glorified names. They lost their position in heaven. So they can't be called sons of God or sons of Yahweh, our Elohim, anymore. They are demonic spirits. The Bible says their father now is Satan. So they follow him in the lies that he's promulgating. In other words, the Bible says in him, that Satan, there's no truth. He's the father of lies. So these fallen angels can never be the sons of God, as they call it in the 1611 King James Bible. Some of the other translations, they actually says sometimes they are referred to as Nephilims. Couldn't be, they couldn't be the Nephilims. There was no name like Nephilims in that time. Oh, it's a Greek word, it's an ancient Greek word. No, then it would have been in the 1611 King James Bible. We will continue as we read in verse 4. Oh, let's just talk about verse 1 first. So they say that the sons of God came and they had intercourse with Adam's daughters. It's not what happened. And that's why we have done quite a thorough study on Genesis 1, 2, 3. To understand what has happened there, because here in Genesis 6, we're going to bring the different parts of the puzzle together. Because if you miss one part of the puzzle, it can be worth millions. But if you lose one part or miss one part, it's worthless. So we need to have all the little parts of the puzzle. So it says in verse 4, Genesis 6 verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bore their children to them. When the sons of God went in with the daughters of men, Adam's sons, according to what we studied in Genesis 2 and further on, 3, Adam's sons were called the sons of Yaffa. But when he talks about the daughters of men, which the book of Enoch says was Adam's daughters, impossible. Because firstly, no angel has a penis. We don't find one place in the 1611 King James Bible where angels has intercourse and babies then are born unto them. My Bible says in Hebrews 1 verse 12, 13, it says that they are spoken beings for the purpose of salvation unto men. So Yahweh used them as he wishes. We've seen angels many a times where angels was used to convey messages. What brought the message unto Miriam and Joseph about the birth of Yahushua? It was an angel. The angel came. He said, you're going to bore a baby, you must call him Yahushua. Emmanuel, if it's translated, Yahweh our Elohim with us. So, what do we find? We find that the angels that were cast out of heaven did not further bear the name of angels. They were called fallen angels or demonic spirits, followers of Satan. So they lost their identity, their heavenly identity. When I look at Satan, his glorified name in heaven was what? Lucifer. His name was Lucifer. But once he was cast out of heaven, he didn't obtain the name Lucifer. His name became Satan, which means translated, father of all lies. So the demonic spirits is referred to now as his children, his followers. Followers of the father of lies. So seeing that they lost their identity, and they lost their the heavenly names, they cannot further be called upon as sons of God or sons of Elohim. Impossible. They are demonic spirits, evil spirits. But when I look at Adam and his offsprings, because we understand when we did the study that Cain was not the son of Adam. Whose son was Cain? The serpent seed. Not the snake, the serpent. So, Cain wasn't part of Adam. So even he was not a son of Adam. He was his stepson, if I may call that. because Eve first had intercourse with the serpent, and the seed was planted, Cain, and then Adam had intercourse, and the seed was planted that brought forth Abel. Cain has killed Abel. The bad killed the good. Now again, Cain wasn't a Satan's son, but the serpent was overwhelmed, overshadowed by the spirit of Satan. And that's why Cain had the attributes of Satan. Being one to take over, kill, murderer, father of lies. Now, we notice when we're busy with the study in Genesis 1, verse 26 to 29, we came to the place where we agreed that there was other people spoken. Adam and Eve was formed with the hands of Yahweh. The Genesis 1, 26, 29 people were not formed. They were spoken. That was not Adam and Eve. Because Yahweh our Elohim told them to multiply, be fruitful, and fill the earth. They had to have intercourse, fill the earth. But Adam and Eve was not to have intercourse. When they were in the confinement of the Garden of Eden, that was the one thing they did not do. They did not have intercourse. They had no intentions of multiplying and filling the earth, because they were not living in the earth. They were living in the Garden of Eden between the four rivers. Are you with me? So, when Adam's sons, the sons of God or Elohim, which were Adam's offsprings, that's not Cain, that's Abel was killed, and Seth was the first to multiply. Looking at history, we will find that Adam had 27 sons. And where did they got their daughter, where their wives from? Oh, churches will tell you, because they don't have the answer, they took their sisters. No, Yahweh would never have allowed it. They went and took off their Genesis 1 daughters, girls. And so it's the sons of God, or Yahweh, our Elohim, which is Adam's offsprings, not the fallen angels, went to the daughters of men. Men, the Genesis 1 creation, man and woman, and their daughters, their offsprings. So you have one bloodline, Adam's, Yahweh's bloodline, the sons of Yahweh, and we have the Genesis 1 people. These are the Genesis 2 people, this is the Genesis 1 people. And when they combined, there was a third bloodline created, which were called the giants. Because having the intellect of the Genesis 1, Yahweh's sons, and the nature of the Genesis 1 people, which was like hunters. I actually want to even, I don't believe it, but they say like Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, they were not animals, they were people, but with a very physical nature. And when these two black lines came together, we will find what came forth. Look at Genesis 6 verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days. In which days? And also thereafter, after that, when the sons of Yahweh or God, which is not the fallen angels, because a fallen angel can't have intercourse with any woman, he hasn't got a sexual organ, because they are spoken beings, they don't breed. I doesn't find one angel woman in the whole of the Bible, not once. But here we see that they were always in a manly body. when they were messengers, they always came in a man's body. I say, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. When the sons of Japheth, Adam's sons. Now, if you go and read the new translations, the American Standard Version, and it says, when it says in verse 4, and there were giants, it says, and there were Nephilims. They changed the giants all over in Genesis. They changed it, especially Genesis 6. They changed the giants, the word giants, and they put in the word Nephilims. They were not Nephilims. Then there's other churches and denominations that comes with the theology that the fallen angels were called Nephilims. They were not called Nephilims. How can he be a Nephilim and a son of God? Because they say they were son of God. Nephilims. Nephilims were giants. The name giants were eradicated, were taken out, and they brought the name Nephilim. Now this makes us think about it a bit. I want you to take your Bible, if you have a New King James or something like that, American Standard Version, International Version, go look at Genesis 6 verse 4, especially, and further on, and you see how the name giants were replaced with the word Nephilims. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.